Hi, this is Alex. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'm looking for Alex Wood.
Yes, this is.
Yeah, hi, this is in response to an email that you had sent for WikiWriters.
Yep.
Do you, so this is in regards to a contract that you had sent over to, do you recognize that name?
Which name? Could you repeat that?
Propane, Propane.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do recall that, but it was a little time ago, I believe, so you guys never responded back.
Yes. And so, yeah, so just wondering if you guys have any specials or anything, any kind of promotions?
Just a second, let me open your project right now. What we sent you, just let me open that. You wanted to create a page for your company, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it was regarding propane agency.
Yep.
Yeah,
The
so
only
I
problem
will.
is, so here's basically the challenge. So the Alex Wood that I talked to, is like a white dude in like Los Angeles, which clearly isn't you. So I'm kind of skeptical of whether this is a legitimate business or not. So just to be perfectly honest with you. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but there's a guy named Alex that lives in LA, and that's the guy I was talking to. I don't really think you sound like an Alex that lives in LA.
Why is that so?
Why is that?
Yeah,
Why is
why is
what?
that so?
Well, because you just don't sound like an American guy in LA.
But this is Alex Wood, and we were having correspondence over email last time, and I was one who spoke to, I believe, your CEO. It was, I believe, Neil. That
Yep.
was last year, I believe, but then you guys didn't respond back, so that's how it went.
I see. I see.
Regarding
Well, the
and
picture, the picture,
regarding
the.
sorry to cut you
Yeah, go
off.
ahead. Go ahead.
Regarding the legitimacy of our company, so we have been in this business for more than 10 years now, and regarding the publishing of profiles, so we have published over 5,000 profiles on Wikipedia by now, and we're like a major contributor on the platform.
I see.
Yep.
The thing is, there's a photo of Alex Wood, and it's a white dude, and it lives in L.A. And so, just it doesn't seem like that's you.
That's what you're assuming, but that's not the reality. That is me.
Okay, so you're telling me you are Caucasian and you live in L.A.
Yeah, we are also located. We have two branches. One is in LA, one is in New York City. Right now, we are
Okay.
in New York City.
Okay. And then the branch in LA, how come that LA address isn't on your website?
The branch in LA, that's only for the production team. It doesn't operate like for the sales and everything. It's just the production team. That's the reason the address is not on the website.
The website. Okay. And then what's your position there? If you're Alex Wood, what do you do there?
I'm Chief Growth Officer.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, the Yeah, we're just
Also,
we just
if you guys are skeptical or anything like that, let me clear this for you, that we take payments via credit card, which is the most safest and most convenient method for all our clients, as the transaction is always under the client's control. So it's totally up to you if you would like to proceed with the order or not. We never push or force our clients to do our business with us. So it's totally up to you if you guys do not want to do.
Yeah. The thing is like what control do we have if we send let's just say that you're right, like it's legitimate. That's great. That's awesome. But if it's not legitimate, then how are we able to recoup that money back?
You guys, every client of ours have 100% money back guarantee. Like all our clients are entitled to 100% money back guarantee. That in case we do not deliver what we promise, or at any moment you feel our services are not up to the expectations, so you
I
are
see.
totally entitled to 100% money back guarantee. And just to be clear, we
Right.
not only guarantee getting the page up live, but also guarantee that it would stay up for lifetime. Because getting the page up live is not a big deal at all. Making sure, because even you could do that, but it would be deleted within a few minutes or so, an hour. But we make sure that the page stays up for a lifetime, and that's what we do. That's what our job is.
Yeah, the other thing that makes me skeptical is when I call the phone line, they didn't answer. The guy just answered it. He just said hello. That's not necessarily like a professional way to answer a business. You know, usually you say, "Hi, you've reached Propane," or, you know, "Hi, you've reached Elite Wiki Writers." But I didn't get that, so I'm still, to be honest, I'm just skeptical.
See, if you're talking about the reception, that might be a trainee, new trainee who couldn't answer the call properly. That doesn't mean the business is not legitimate. And regarding why they didn't mention the company name, so let me tell you, there are different brands also that the receptionists do cater, and he connects them to us, to different departments. So that's the reason he might have not used the company's name. And it might be a receptionist training. So that's not a huge problem the way I see
Right. Okay. Well, wonder if there's like, I wish there was like something I could do like that could prove that it's like more. I mean, because it's easy to throw a web page up and it's easy to make claims, right? Like those are pretty easy things to do. If it's a even if it's a non-legitimate company. So I'm wondering if there's like anything more potentially, like do you have references or some accreditation or something that like could prove that it's not just an outfit that takes credit card, you know, bills and charges it? Because we're a small company, so I just can't afford to like make a wrong decision. That's all.
Sorry, I didn't get you here. What are you specifically asking here?
I'm asking, is there anything that you can send or say or share that proves that you guys are going to be able to deliver, you know, that you're a legitimate
See,
company?
we always share a contract with all our clients, which includes everything we commit to them. So that's what we will be sending you. I will be sending it to you right away if you're ready to proceed now. That obviously we do sign an NDA contract with all our clients before having them on board, so that we have everything in writing, be it the deliverables, the timeline, and everything. So that's what we would be
Yeah.
doing with you. So obviously, I don't see a matter of fact that there would be anything else. And regarding the references, what you're talking about, so just tell me from your point of view, if you are our future client, well, would it feel nice to you? Because I hope you know how complicated this platform Wikipedia is. Like it's an open source, it's like a totally open platform. It's totally editable. People can make edits to the pages. People can vandalize the pages. So, due to the privacy and protection of our clients, as per our company's policy and by Wikipedia, we are not allowed to share references to our clients to make further more potential clients. That's not ethical in our point of view, if you're asking for references. Because even if you are our client, if you would be giving your information to someone else, and who knows, it might get vandalized. It might get edited in future, so that would risk its privacy. That's the only
I
reason
see.
we do not share references. You get my point?
I do. I do. It makes sense. Okay. Do you have like a LinkedIn or something that you want to send me? LinkedIn profile?
Could you be that?
Are you able to send me your LinkedIn profile?
Yeah. And regarding the references, what we can do is we can ask some of our clients if someone is ready, if they are okay to be used as reference. We can totally share that with you, and you can speak them yourself if you have any questions for
Okay.
them to one of our potential to one of our old clients. So you can ask them whatever questions you have and do your due diligence, and it's totally up to you. And I will be sending you the contract anyway.
Okay, sounds good. Cool. Send me the contract and send me your LinkedIn
And regarding
profile
the
as well. I want to touch.
package, obviously, you would be proceeding with the basic package as we discussed.
Yeah,
And
that's
let me
correct.
tell you that currently the basic package, the price of the basic package is around $2,000, but we will be offering you at the same rate that we committed to you. That was $999. So that's what I will
Right.
be giving you.
Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Thank you.
Any other
Okay.
questions?
Bye. No, that was it. I appreciate your time.
Lovely speaking with you,
Take care.
Neil. Have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.